It's the Mornings with Ed show, and as we always promise, nothing but the best here for you. Nothing but the best. Live in studio right now, I've got Max from Blackpool, and they've got a brand new EP. It's not even out. You're going to hear some songs before the rest of the world has heard them. So let's hear the first one. This is called Hold On. Please welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in Laguna Beach, California. This is Blackpool. Live from our Julie Lawton studios, that is Blackpool off of the EP that you will be seeing shortly called Just Love. That was called Hold On. They've got a show that we're going to be talking about in our beautiful city of San Francisco up north where we got a ton of fans. We'll talk about that when they come in. Let's hear another song, though. This is called Be Yourself. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome Blackpool.
Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. Sometimes I feel it's time to go home. Yeah, I was missing my friends a little too much, little too much. But you've been telling me good things. Yeah, I was feeling down. My luck, until an old wise woman told me to chin up, chin up, just be yourself. Just be yourself. Well, she said, well, do good, you'll never regret it. Do bad, you'll never forget. one detect it. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. Sometimes I feel it's time to move along. I was missing my friends a little too much, little too much. You've been telling me good things. Yeah, I was feeling down on my luck until an old wise woman told me to listen up and just be yourself. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. Just be yourself.
The name of the band is Blackpool. We have them live in studio. That is Max off of the latest EP. And I say latest because no one's even heard it yet. You're hearing these songs first. The EP will be titled Just Love. That was Be Yourself. Let's hear another song from them. Have them come on in and let's have a little chat. This is called See By Me in KX93.5 live in studio with Blackpool.
Tomorrow's another day. I'll be making my
Mornings with Ed, and we welcome back Blackpool. Say that three times really fast. We welcome back Blackpool live in studio. I've got Max here with us this morning. That song was called See Me By. When I introduced it, I called it See By Me. Yeah, that's why I failed third grade seven times, man. I was the oldest kid in fourth grade. I was like 19. So welcome into the studio, Max. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. So the new or soon to be out EP is called Just Love. What's going into putting that together? Some of these songs are just beautiful. The first song you did for us, Hold On, tell me about that.
That was my first crack at writing a song about addiction.
Okay.
Which plenty of people deal with, myself included, right. And figured I'd try and have a conversation with myself about it, and that song came out.
Is it easy to write from a dark experience?
Does it... Sometimes, yeah, when you're ready to stand up to it, yeah.
Right.
But I just spent from January to about the end of May in this little town in Panama, like 10 hours from everything, and just sat down on a porch and wrote the songs that are going to come out soon.
Right on.
And they're all made out of love, so it's just love.
Right on. And you feel it. It's got all your music, all three songs we've heard this morning, just... First of all, cool vibes.
Thank you.
Cool vibes and important verbiage. I mean, your writing is very important. So in Be Yourself, what were you trying to elicit from us in Be Yourself?
I don't know. Everyone's so caught up with worrying about how everyone else is viewing their life that they don't like realize that everyone's doing the same thing.
Right.
So like no one's even looking at each other in a sense. Like, so just focus on being yourself, and it's like, it'll set you free. Yeah. It'll help you find what's important.
Very cool. Very cool. How long have you been playing?
A long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So you picked up your guitar. First, the instrument you picked up was a guitar?
Yeah. Saw Daddy doing it. So and then I was just sitting around watching him teach Sister, and sure enough, later that afternoon, he heard this song being played, and he walked in, and it was me playing, and he's like, all right, I'll teach you.
Right on.
She can learn too, but it seems like you like it. I don't know.
Was he a patient teacher? Because teach guitar, man, it's got to be a lot of patience involved.
Patience, as well as everything else, yeah, with being a father, patience.
Right.
And it was something that just never, I quit soccer, quit everything else I did, but the guitar always stuck around.
Right.
So it's cool.
Right. You can go through phases in life, but I'm imagining as a musician, once you pick it up, it'll never leave your side.
Yeah.
I bet you take it everywhere you go.
Pretty much, yeah. That one especially, yeah.
Yeah, right on. Now, is that a hand-me-down from your dad?
That's dad's first guitar, yeah.
Right on.
And then it goes with me everywhere, Nicaragua, Panama, Mexico.
Giant cases, man. Is it hard to travel? Is it hard to get through with the big cases?
When you got two of them and a surfboard, yeah. You look like a freak walking through LAX, yeah.
All right, so you take the surfboard everywhere, too. That's pretty cool.
Try to, yeah.
Right on, right on. So the last song we just heard, See By Me, tell me about see what I just did? It's See Me By. And it's a dyslexic thing, man. I'm sorry. So tell me about that song.
That was just the last song of the latest EP I put out about a year ago, like last August.
Right.
It was just the last song of the EP about a...
That EP was Here For Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was just a whole, kind of about a relationship, the whole EP, but also just like 18 to 21 years of age growing up and experiencing love and heartbreak and everything else. But that song was kind of just about me like running away to find myself. That was when I first moved to Nicaragua and I was around like 21.
Do you the person that caused the heartbreak, are they specified in the song? Is there a specific person?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right on. All right, yeah.
She's good. She's
all right, fine. Cool. We're not going to let any cats out of the bag or anything, man. I'm not here for that. Now your future, what are you planning here in the next few months? What's going on?
Well, we are going to head up to San Fran next month.
We love San Fran. We got a lot of listeners up there, man.
We were supposed to be there last week, but got rescheduled and hope everyone can make it back out. Right. Their tickets will still work and all that.
All right. Can I touch on the addiction for a little bit?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So tell me the story.
Oh, well, started with trying to look cool with cigarettes and then, a little marijuana use and then just a little just running to it for every like mishap that I can't deal with.
Right.
And then kind of just developed anxiety and stress through having to do that.
Right.
And brought me way down. Right. But music helps me keep it up.
Right. The recovery process, music is part of that recovery process for you, right?
Yeah, a lot of it's just agreeing with yourself that you want to change.
There you go.
And I know plenty of people deal with that and like, so plenty of people are probably waiting to hear the song too, so they can change
right on
a little bit or see it a little easier.
And inside you, there's a lot more songs.
Oh yeah,
a lot more songs about. Oh yeah, all right, right on. All right, cool. How can we find you on social media?
Mostly using Instagram _Blackpool.
Okay, _Blackpool. All right.
Also, posting show updates and merch updates on Facebook, and got a website going. But
all right, and when are we looking for the release of Just Love?
To be discussed, but hopefully before like the holidays and maybe by Halloween time.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
Recording it as we speak. Yeah. Like this in and out of the studio these past weeks.
All right. So is it a lot of studio time? How involved in the actual final product are you?
As much as I can be. Yeah. Right. Trying to do it all as like, kind of in-house as I can.
Okay.
Do as many parts as I can. And
You feel more comfortable the more hands-on you are if you don't
totally.
Instead of just handing it to a producer?
Yeah, and I like to be involved. That's why I'm doing this stuff. And I want to be able to do it all in-house one day, so you got to learn it piece by piece. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Right on, man. If you've missed any portion of this, it'll be up on the KX93.5 website. We'll podcast it. Look for the Mornings with Ed podcast page. Blackpool, Max, I'm looking forward to the Just Love EP. Can't thank you enough for having you in studio, man.
Thanks for having us.
All right, man. I'll be looking forward to seeing you again.
All right, man.
All right.